Stafford on the message, all on one accord. Father God, please allow her to remember what she studied, that we can get the message and use it in our daily lives and spread it to others. Father God, I come right now praying for the sick, all sick, those that are grieving, illnesses, diseases, COVID-19, the variant move, all children across the planet and the world as a whole, Father God. Give them what they need and what they need it for. Father God, please allow them to rely on your strength in their storms or whatever they're going through. And Father God, bless this sisterhood, that we can do all things decent and in order according to your will, Father God. And praying adamantly for the administrators, for you have blessed them to be a blessing to each and every one of us. Father God, on tonight, we just like to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do and all that you bring to our lives. Father God, thank you for all the frontliners, the doctors, the nurses, caregivers that take care of the sick, don't matter what the issue is. But Father God, we thank you for implementing this into their spirit for them to do what they do, that they can do what they have to do for us. Father God, I know I failed to ask for all that's needed and necessary. But Father God, I just thank you for every sister on call, all the visitors and their families and our families. In the mighty name of your Son, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer, Sister Linda. Thank you so very, very much. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Diane DeGraffenreid.
Good evening, sisters. Scripture reading will come from Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. And I will be reading the New American Standard Bible version. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
Amen.
In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, devote yourself to prayers, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of all of his holy and divine words. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful scripture reading from God's word. Thank you, Sister Diane. We appreciate it. We are now going to have a song praise, and it will be by Sister LaDonna Miller.
Amen. Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace in those mansions bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll see while we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will over spread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sight. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout for victory. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout for victory.
Thank you, Sister Miller. Beautiful, beautiful singing. What a blessing. Thank you so very much. We will now have our introduction to the speaker, and that is Sister Elizabeth Francis.
Good evening, sisters. It's indeed a privilege to be able to introduce our speaker tonight. Sister Katrina Stadford was born and raised in Tiffin, GA. She was added to the body of Christ on September 9, 2001, at the age of 22. Under the leadership of the late brother Zebedee Moore at the West Hill Church of Christ in Valdosta, Georgia. Sister Katrina currently resides in Covington, Georgia. She attends Border Crest Church of Christ, where Brother Kevin Timmer serves as minister. Sister Katrina has a strong passion for serving others. She knows that her sole purpose is to serve others. She serves in homeless shelters and prepare and serve food for the needy in the community of Atlanta, Georgia. In 2017, she was offered the opportunity to go on a mission trip to Northern AC with Sister Sharaka Melton and Sister Natissa Thompson. There she was able to serve her brothers and sister in Christ through prayers, Bible teaching, administering food to the families in need. In the near future, she wants to continue to serve others in places over the world, which include Africa and Jerusalem, just to name a few. Sister Katrina has been a lady prayer warrior since 2005. She currently serves as a senior treasurer, and she is an active member of the Benevolence Health Welcome and ESOF team. Lady Prayer Warrior has contributed to Sister Katrina blossoming into the Christian woman she is today. Her prayer life has increased, and she has gained confidence in speaking publicly, which was something that she struggled with for many years. Her favorite scripture is Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. She is a firm believer that God will always provide if you have the desire to do His will. Help me welcome Sister Katrina Stadford tonight. Thank you.
Hello, hello. Hello, my sisters. First, I would like to take the time out to thank everyone who's on the call tonight. I also want to thank our first-time callers. If you are a first-time caller, please know that you are our most honored guest. And also, I would like to thank all my fellow admins that have spoken before me, Sister Dorothy Jenkins, Sister Natissa Thompson, Sister Bridges White, Sister Jan Goosby, and I want to thank Sister Sharaka Elton and Sister Victor, who will be speaking at a later time. Sisters, I also want to take the time to just thank the admins for giving me this opportunity to speak on tonight. However, this program would not be complete without me thanking all of the program participants. So thank you so much, Sister Roslyn, for being a gracious host. Thank you so much, Sister Linda Newson, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Want to thank you also, Sister Diane DeGraffen-Reed, for boldly reading God's Word on tonight. And thank you, Sister LaDonna Miller, for that beautiful, beautiful song. I love hearing your voice. And thank you, Sister Elizabeth, for that wonderful introduction. And I want to thank our dear Sister Shara Anderson in advance for our closing prayer. Sisters, please bear with me on tonight. It's been a little rough week for me. So just hold 1 second. It's a lot of background noise. I'm not sure. Okay, apologize for that. Just trying to mute the background noise out. This month's theme is All on One Accord, and my subtitle is Experiencing the Power of Prayer on One Accord. Sisters, on January 1st, 2022, to April the 10th, 2022, many of us will be embarking on a remarkable journey, the 100 Days of Prayer. During this journey, we are to stay dedicated and committed to praying for our sisters in an unceasing prayer for 100 days straight at our allotted times. Now, for some, this may seem like a daunting task. However, as Christians, Paul reminds us we are to be committed to prayer for the believers at all times, Ephesians 6:18. Sisters, I know that many of us have a lot going on in our own personal lives. Some of us are working full-time jobs, taking care of our sick loved ones, taking care of children, dealing with health issues or illnesses of our own, bereaving, and the list can go on and on and on. But we cannot allow our circumstances or issues keep us from having a victorious prayer life. According to Google, there are 1,440 minutes in a day. Now, if there are 1,040 minutes in a day, how come it's so difficult for many of us to commit to 15 minutes of prayer for our sisters in Christ for 100 days? Sisters, God have equipped us to be prayer warriors on the behalf of others. We can cry out and offer requests to our Father, and God hears us. He always hears the prayers of those who are wholeheartedly devoted to Him. And we can rest assured that He will listen when we pray for others, Psalm 65:2. Sharing in the inheritance of Jesus, we have a connection to God and an opportunity to offer prayers on the behalf of others. During the 100 days of prayer, we will have the privilege to pray for our sisters' requests, which involves prayers for themselves, family, friends, co-workers, government officials, churches, personal issues, and even prayers of thanksgiving. Sisters, don't you know that prayers are powerful? Our prayers are essential in developing a relationship with our Heavenly Father. So on tonight, I will discuss a few things that we can do to remain on one accord in prayer and the benefits of praying on one accord. Then this lesson will be yours. In the New Testament, the concept of being all on one accord in prayer is heavily expressed. It refers to being of one heart and one mind. In Acts 1:14 reads, "These all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother." Acts 2:42, "They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles, teaching, to fellowship, and to breaking of bread, and to prayer." Then we go on to Acts 6:4, "But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Also in Colossians 4:2, "Devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving." Sister, God requires unity from his followers. Jesus prayed for his followers to be as one.
as he and the Father are one. John 17:20-21. I do not ask on the behalf of these alone, but for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The book of Acts, it depicts praying on one accord by the disciples. However, the disciples modeled the master, Jesus. Jesus emphasized the significance of praying together, Matthew 18:19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Therefore, if we are followers of Jesus, we must obey his command. One way we can be on one accord in Christ is to participate in the 100 days of prayer. Now, let's discuss how we can be on one accord in prayer. First, we must commit to prayer. God commands us to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 reads, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God wants his children to rejoice in him, pray to him, and give him praise. Prayer should be a part of our daily lives. We are not only commanded to pray for ourselves, we are also commanded to pray for others. James 5:16. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. So on January 1st to April 10th, 2022, you are afforded the opportunity to pray for your sisters in Christ. Sisters, God is calling you to pray. Will you allow God to use you to serve him through prayer? Then we must sacrifice. Christ is our Savior and an ultimate sacrifice for our sins. He gave his life so that we might live. He suffered a horrible death. He was nailed to the cross, beaten, and made to endure a painful death. Jesus lived a perfect life. He didn't deserve the pain that he experienced. Jesus was willing to leave his Father and his home in heaven to pay our ransom. Our sins are forgiven, and we have the opportunity to live an everlasting life. Hebrews 9:28. When we pray, we offer sacrifice to God. When we offer our time, our mental and emotional investment to God in prayer, we offer our time and mental and emotional investment to God in prayer. When we pray for others, we can help them. We can pray that God give them grace. We pray for their atonement of sins. And we pray that God help them to see how he is revealing himself in them. If Jesus sacrificed his life for us, we should be willing to sacrifice at least 15 minutes of our time in prayers for others. Pray for specifics. Sisters, if you want your prayers answered, you must be specific in your prayer requests. Let God know what you're asking for. So many times we pray or ask for general prayers. We'll say things like, God bless me. God bless my husband. God bless my children. God bless the church. When we do general prayers, how do we know if God has answered them? In Romans 15:30, in Romans chapter 15:30-33 reads, "Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in prayers to God for you, that I may be rescued from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints, so that I may come to you in joy by the will of God and find refreshing rest in your company. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." Now these scriptures depicts Paul's specific prayer requests for deliverance of hostile forces, for peace in the church between the Jews and Gentiles, and his journey to Rome. During the 100 days of prayer, you are going to be asked to pray for specific prayer requests. Please utilize our prayer calls. During our prayer calls, that is the opportunity for our sisters to request for prayer. Please make sure that you write down a request so that you can pray for your sisters. Also, we're going to have a Google document where sisters can request for prayers. Please make sure that you are reading those prayer requests and praying for our sisters each and every day during the 100 days of prayer. Lastly, how we can all be on one accord in prayer is that we have to pray without ceasing. Praying consistently is one of the most powerful habits that Christians can adopt. Our whole life should be a life of prayer. We must walk in constant communion with God. As we go throughout our day, prayer should be our first response to every situation. A lack of prayer causes us to depend on ourselves instead of depending on God's grace. The Bible also tells us to pray at all times. That doesn't mean that we should only pray when we're in trouble. Nor does it mean that we should only pray when we need something. Did you read that in your Bibles where you were instructed to pray sometimes? Of course you didn't. The Bible tells us that you should always pray, Luke 18:1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. During the 100 days of prayer, you will be participating in an unceasing prayer. This prayer will continue for 100 days, and all are expected to pray at their allotted time. The prayer must never stop. Now, let's explore some of the benefits of praying on one accord. Praying on one accord increases your faith. In Mark 9, verses 14 through 29, reread the story about the father who brought his demon-possessed son to the disciples. And then he had to end up taking his son to Jesus. And when he took his son to Jesus, Jesus just issued a simple command and the demon left. Later, when the disciples found out, the disciples came to Jesus and they asked, "Jesus, why couldn't we cast out the demons?" Jesus told them two things. Mark 9:19 says, "Because you have so little faith." And also in Mark 9:29, it says, "This kind can only come from prayer." Now, there is a clear connection between prayer and faith. When the church doesn't pray together, then there is little faith among the members. As believers in Christ, we must have an expectation that God would do marvelous and and miraculous things. When prayer is not prevalent in the church or in our lives, there is a lack of faith, and it can cause the church to remain stagnant or individuals don't grow. However, when we pray together, it increases our faith. For an example, if I'm experiencing some trials and tribulations, I pray, but I may not have, but I may not pray with faith because I'm focused more on my problem than on God. However, if I'm praying with my other sisters and they are praying with faith, then my faith will grow. Take for an example, you have some elders who are planning to build a new church building. But a lot of the members are in disagreement with the plan because you're looking at how many members you have in the congregation compared to their plans of building this huge church building, and you're wondering, like, we can't build this. We don't have enough members. How are we going to pay for this? But as you begin to pray with your brothers and sisters regarding that matter, and you see that they're praying with faith, you also begin to see the vision and the plan for the new building because you've seen and you heard the prayers that your brothers and sisters prayed. So during the 100 days of prayer, I love hearing my sisters say, "Thank you for praying for me. God has answered my prayer." Hearing my sisters say that, their prayers have been answered in the result of us collectively praying for them in unity. Ooh, that brings me joy and it increases my faith. Secondly, we are to pray. Secondly, the benefits of praying on one accord is that it will show love to your brothers and sisters. Prayer is one of the most powerful ways that we can care for each other. When we pray for one another, it allows us to bear the burdens of our brothers and sisters, Galatians 6:2. In Philippians, Paul reminds us to put others ahead of our needs and to consider their needs more important. Praying for others indicates our love for them. If we don't love others, then we don't know God. 1 John 3:10, and that's 1 John 4:20-21. Although we are commanded to love everyone, it's just something special about the love of our brothers and sisters, and we must pray for them at all times. 1 John 3:14. During the 100 days of prayer, you must connect with your prayer lead. The connection with your prayer lead is the opportunity to develop a special bond with them and show them how much you love and care for them. If you love your sisters just as Christ have loved you, then it wouldn't be a problem to share time with your sisters because we like sharing times and doing things with people we love, right? So for many, during the 100 days of prayer, everlasting bonds have been formed. And we encourage one another and show one another love. So sisters, please do not neglect spending time with your prayer leads. You don't know how much that means to them when you spend time with them. I know during my prayer led meetings, it was our opportunity to bond with one another. We cried, we laughed, we shared the things that we were going through. And that's your opportunity as well, because you don't know what you can say or what you can do to help somebody get over. And that's why the prayer led was implemented. It wasn't implemented so that others can get in your business. It was implemented to provide you with the encouragement that you will need along your prayer journey. Lastly, you will experience the power of prayer. The power of prayer is when we realize that God is our reference in the midst of our chaos and confusion that is presented in our lives daily. It is the power that comes when we are able to center our lives and anchor our belief in God Almighty. The power of prayer is a constant reminder that God provides us hope through our pain and sorrow. It sheds light into the darkness that causes us to see new perspectives. The power of prayer doesn't involve anything that comes from us. It's not the sophisticated words we use or the tone of voice that we use. Neither is it the way we position our bodies to pray. The power of prayer comes from the omnipotent Creator, God Almighty, who hears and answers our prayers. When we pray to God, we should expect great results. And it doesn't matter if He grants or denies our requests, because whatever the answer to our prayers are, we know that the God we pray to is the source of the power of prayer. And He will answer us according to His will. The power of prayer changes lives and situations. Look in your own congregation. You heard the request of your brothers and sisters. What did God do? He showed up and He showed out. Look in your homes. You prayed for specific prayers for you and your family. What did God do? He showed up and He showed out. Look around in later prayer warriors. You heard the request of your sisters. What did God do? He showed up and He showed out. Several years ago, Sister Elizabeth Francis underwent brain surgery. And look at her now. You would not have known. She's praying, she's singing, and she's still praising God. Just several years ago, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins had to use a walker, or what I call a rollator, to present her lessons at Lady Days programs because she couldn't stand for an extended period of time. Look at her now. She's able to stand, and she present her lessons without any assistance, and her overall health has improved. Look at our dear Marcia Allen, who is battling with cancer. She's one of the strongest women that I know. She is still praising God despite of her situation. And let's not forget our dear sister Vivian Mills, who prayed for her husband to be baptized into the body of Christ. Well, today, we can call him Brother Donovan. And, oh, I cannot forget the prayers that were prayed for my sister Calandra. Years ago, the doctor told her that she would be on a breathing machine for the rest of her, on an oxygen machine for the rest of her life. She fought for many years to receive a lung transplant. But sisters, through your prayers, my sister is no longer on that oxygen machine, and she has had a successful lung transplant. I remember a situation that I was in back in 2014. It was my job situation. I was transferred to a new store at the time. And within 2 weeks of me working at that store, we had a store meeting. And after that store meeting, my boss called me aside, and she wanted to speak to me in regards of a coworker. And I can remember her exact words. She said, "Terry told me that you don't talk to her." And I looked and I thought, where is this coming from? And so I asked her, I said, "What do you mean?" Then she repeated it again. So I asked, did she say that I disrespected her? Or did she say that I was not communicating with her in regards of work-related concerns? She was like, "No." And then I said, "Well, I'm not understanding the problem. I'm not for sure what's going on." I said, "But if she thinks that I come to work to make friends, I'm sorry to tell her, already have friends. I come to work to work. And as long as I'm not disrespecting her and I respect her and I communicate with her, then I don't understand what is the issue. So after I said that, she really didn't like my answer, and I guess she just wanted me to, I guess, maybe be friends with her and Terry. I didn't know what the situation really was, but I started noticing things that she was doing to me. She started changing my schedule. She started making the schedule out where I was working a lot on the weekends, wasn't able to spend time with my family and friends, working on Sundays all the time, wasn't able to go to worship like I wanted to and like I was supposed to. She started giving me a heavy workload. I noticed that I had more tasks to do than other managers in the store. The only thing that I can conclude is that she wanted me out. She started checking to see if I was stealing. She started probing other associates in the store to find out stuff about me. It was just a nightmare. Every time I went in that store, it's just like I just froze up because I didn't want to be there. And I couldn't understand why a person would go through all the trouble for nothing. I couldn't understand it. So these things went on for an extended amount of time. And as they went on, I began to hate my job. I started thinking and scheming my ways of how I can get her fired. I was like, I need to get you before you get me. I was just in another space. I was tossing and turning at night because I didn't know what to expect, because every time I went to work, she always had something to say. She always talked about what I did or didn't do, and I just couldn't understand. I started getting an attitude of thinking, like, if she come at me one more time, I'm going to give her what she's asking for, because she don't know me like that. I'm just keeping it real. I was just getting mad. And as I'm going through this, we're in the 100 days of prayer, and I'm asking for prayers. Like, just pray for me, pray for my job situation. And so I had to remove myself because I realized that it wasn't about me. Sometimes we can get caught up in why that person doing this to me, and I dare them do this to me. But I had to stop thinking that way, and I had to say, you know what? I got sisters praying for me. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to still do my job to the best ability, despite of what she's trying to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to step it up. Not only that, I'm going to pray for her, because apparently she got something going on with her, and I'm going to ask for prayers for her, because I know my sisters are praying for me, and I'm covered. So things just, it went on and went on, and I was called to the office, and loss prevention was in the office, and I was like, oh, Lord, they got me. I'm like, I'm gone. So at that point, I'm like, it is what it is. So loss prevention talked to me, and they told me that they have something on me. And I'm like, I know I wasn't stealing. They can't get me for stealing because I don't steal. I know I wasn't treating anybody bad. I didn't say anything wrong to the customers. I'm like, what they got? But I was doing something that I shouldn't have done. They informed me that they had evidence of me working off the clock. And truthfully, yeah, I was. I was working off the clock because I was trying to do any and everything to keep that lady from coming at me. So I began working off the clock. I did it. Yeah, I did. But I had to realize that it was out of my control. Because what I was trying to do, I was trying to control what I thought I can control. if I did everything she asked me to do on that list, then she won't have to come at me like that. But it didn't matter. Whatever I did, she was coming at me anyway. So Loss Prevention said that, they said, well, we'll be back tomorrow. So when they said that, I'm like, oh, I'm gone. I know I'm gone. So I called Siroc and I was like, girl, I'm finna get fired. And she like, what? What happened? I like, they got me working off the clock. I say, I'm gone. I said, because I know plenty of people who got fired from their job working off the clock. She's like, girl, what you talking about? What you worried about? You got Lady Prayer Warriors praying for you. I'm like, I hear you, but I don't think you heard what I said. I'm finna get fired. I'm not going to have no job. I'm the sole provider in my household. I got this mortgage payment. Girl, if I don't have no job, how am I pay for this? Girl, you are a Lady Prayer Warrior. You got sisters praying for you. Haven't you been asking for prayers? Yeah. But I don't think you hear me, Siroc. I don't think you understand where I'm coming from. She said, girl, don't worry about it. God got you. So that night, I just started coming up with a plan. If you know me, I already be trying to just live. I be trying to be in control over my life, which that's where I go wrong. So I'm coming up with a plan. It's already in my head, I'm fired. And at that point, I didn't even really care if I was fired because I'm like, it would be the best thing ever happened to me because I was ready to go anyway, even before I had issues. So I'm contemplating. The whole night I'm tossing and turning until I come up with a plan what I'm going to do. Because I know I'm fired. This is what I'm thinking in my head. So I had plan A. Plan A was just pay what I can pay. If they foreclose, they foreclose. Don't even worry about it. Plan B was just let everything go. Let everything. If I don't find a job after they fire me and I can't pay, just let it go. Move back to my hometown with my mama and save up money and start over. So the next morning came and I clocked in for work and they paid me to the office. And he gave me a notice and he gave me a notice to sign off that I was working off the clock because, I mean, I was, and they had the evidence, so I wasn't going to deny it. And then he told me on that letter, he said, put how many hours you've been working off the clock. And I'm thinking to myself, know why they asking me all that. You already got me for working out the clock. I mean, I don't know. Let me think about it. But I end up doing what I was instructed to do. Then he told me, he said, this is your final warning. We're going to let you keep your job. But if you do anything like this again, we're going to fire you because you are not supposed to work off the clock. Not only that, he told me, he said, we're going to pay you for the hours that you put on this paper for working off the clock. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, enjoy. And when I left the office, I just started crying. I'm like, oh, my God, I just can't believe it. I'm like, I didn't lose my job, and I got paid for the hours. And it was a big fat check, to be honest with you. I said, I know they're hating me, but I couldn't believe it. And I said that to say this, sisters, that while all the time I was going through what I was going through, my sisters were praying for me, even when I was thinking of evil, trying to get that, what I can do to keep this lady off of me. My sisters were praying for me. So never underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. And I have to say that God is present in Lady Prayer Warriors. So on tonight, let's keep praying together, keep the faith, and let God do what he do. Through Lady Prayer Warriors, I develop a closer relationship with God. Now, I always prayed. However, it wasn't on the magnitude that I pray now. I'm able to feel God's presence. It's just something about prayer that I appreciate more now by being a Lady Prayer Warrior. So before I close on tonight, I just want to remind you to stop trying to move your mountains. It is not your job. God is the mountain mover. Start asking God to give you the spiritual, mental, and physical strength to help you climb the mountain. And when you start asking God to help you climb that mountain, you'll find yourself on the top of it all the time. Sisters, this concludes my lesson, and I hope and pray that I said something that would be beneficial to you all. Thank you.
Wow, Katrina, that was wonderful. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Beautiful lesson, Sister Katrina. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for this moment shared between women of the body of Christ. We praise you for your divine word. We thank you for your unending love and your undying love. We come excited and thankful for the opportunity to be able to come together and study your will and your ways. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We come now asking for forgiveness of our sins so that we may continue having a relationship with you, Father. Help us as we strive to be more like you. Help us as we strive to be lights in a world filled with darkness. Remind us that we are all imperfect people with our own individual crosses, and we must look to you for help. Strengthen us, dear Lord. Remind us not to lean to our own understanding. Please remind us that it's necessary for us not to only lean on you, but for us to have that agape love for one another, enabling us to be able to lean on each other. We thank you for allowing us to hear another portion of your word rendered tonight by our dear sister, Katrina Stafford. Bless her, dear Lord, as she continues speaking what the Bible speaks. As a single sister in the body of Christ, walk before her as she holds on to your unchanging hands. Lord, we thank you for a lesson teaching us that we all must be on one accord. With that being said, we are prayerful and hopeful that all that we have said this night, our prayers, our scripture readings, our lesson, our song selection, and our every effort rendered unto you, we pray that it was pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we submit this prayer and ask all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.